Harare magistrate Noah Mpeiwa found Kereke guilt of rape in one count in which he used a gun to threaten a minor child when raping her, and absolved him on a second charge of allegedly indecently assaulting another minor. The magistrate said although Kereke was allegedly being shielded by suspended Prosecutor General Johannes Tomana to evade justice, as submitted by the prosecution led by Charles Warara, the court was not satisfied that Kereke acted unlawfully in that respect, as he was not responsible for the prosecution of accused persons. Magistrate Mpeiwa had sentenced Kereke to 14 years in prison, but suspended 4 years on condition of good behavior. He added that he was lenient on the legislator because he has 3 wives and 17 children who look up to him for their survival. Mpeiwa added that the court had mercy on him because he previously served government in the capacity of advisor to the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe governor. Prosecutor Warara said he was happy with the court's verdict.
Well, I think we did our best and we were not disappointed that we got to this stage, and our efforts have been rewarded. I don't think we have so much to complain. Yes, we may not have expected an acquittal on the first count, but still we think that it is explained, and we are not really fussy about it.
The conviction of Kereke means that there will be by-election in Bigita West to fill the vacancy that has been created by his conviction and subsequent jailing. In another court case, Promise Mkwananzi, the spokesperson of the youth outfit calling itself Tajamuka Sesijikile, was granted $300 bail today by Harare magistrate Tendai Mawe. The state accuses Mkwananzi of allegedly destroying groceries in Vice President Pelekezela Mpoko's Choppies supermarket in downtown Harare after Mkwananzi is said to have led a group of youth to the shop protesting against Mpoko's continued stay at a local hotel on taxpayers' expense. Mkwananzi's attorney, Trust Maanda of the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, confirmed Magistrate Mawe's ruling.
The prosecutor called the investigating officer to give evidence as to why Mr. Mkwananzi was not supposed to be released on bail. He gave his evidence, but after the evidence, the magistrate said there was no compelling reason at all why Mr. Mkwananzi would not be released on bail. Then he ordered that he be released on bail. The conditions were that he pays $300 with the clerk of court. He reports once every Friday between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. to law and order, Harare Central, and then decide at the given address and not to interfere with witnesses who were not named in any case.
Meanwhile, the leader of the newly formed Viva Zimbabwe political party, Ezi Lumumba, who recently dropped an F-word on President Robert Mugabe, was granted $300 bail on forgery charges. The state accuses the former ZANU-PF activist of forging his signature on the registration book of a vehicle that he sold. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.